Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 58, including the results from the weekend of October 28th through the 30th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office. This is the results show. If this is the first time you've listened, please go and listen to Friday's episode. It might make a little more sense since this is simply the results from the weekend. If you want to hear what our prognostications were for that weekend, this past Halloween weekend, you can go listen to Friday's show. This one is where we talk about how everything shook out. That said, let's go ahead and jump into a voicemail, which would give us our first set of picks.
Hey, Backseat, this is Tad and Mesa calling in with my picks for this week. I hope I'm not too late. It's about 9 o'clock here in Mesa, and I think we're on the same time as California now. We don't change time for daylight savings, so I think I'm getting them in on time, but I might be just a little bit late. But I haven't looked at anything yet, and I had my picks out yesterday, and due to a comedy of errors, I wasn't able to call in until now. Okay, so I'm going to pick at number one, Puss in Boots, number two, Paranormal 3, number three, In Time. I'm going to go with Real Steel at number four and Rum Diaries at number five. I think Real Steel is going to pull up just enough to go ahead of Rum Diaries this week. So those are my picks, Puss in Boots, Paranormal, In Time, Real Steel, and Rum Diaries. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.
All right, thank you, Tad. I guess to frame this, I probably should go ahead and tell you how things did over the weekend. Starting off, Puss in Boots ended the weekend in number one, debuted in number one, with a weekend gross of $34 million. Number two, Paranormal Activity 3, brought in $18.1 million. In Time came in third with $12 million. Footloose came in fourth with $5.5 million. The Rum Diary in fifth with $5.1 million. Real Steel ended in sixth with $4.8 million. The Three Musketeers in 3D, the 3D Musketeers, ended with $3.5 million. I believe that's all the farther we need to go down. In fact, I don't remember. I think we actually did have a Three Musketeers pick now that I think about it, but that's pretty much where everyone ended up. And if history is any indication, you probably realize this is going to be a high scoring week. On to Tad's picks. Actually, it wasn't just Tad that made those picks. Tad, Father Beast, Kugron, and Jeff all made the same picks. And again, those picks were Puss in Boots at number one, Paranormal Activity 3 at number two, In Time at number three, Real Steel at number four, and The Rum Diary at number five. Those, Puss in Boots, Paranormal Activity, In Time, and Real Steel, I'm sorry, and The Rum Diary were all correct. Real Steel ended up in sixth, not in fourth. Therefore, they lost 2 points there. Those four gentlemen all ended up with a 23 this week. Also with the 23, myself, Tom, and Jonathan, we all picked Puss in Boots at number one, Paranormal Activity at number two, In Time at number three. Those three were all correct. The Rum Diary at number four, which lost us a point, and Real Steel at number five, which also lost us a point. Finally, BD also got 23. His picks were slightly different. The only difference is he had Puss in Boots at number one, Paranormal Activity at number two, In Time at number three, Rum Diary at number four, and Footloose at number five. So he flipped Rum Diary and Footloose. He got a 23 on the week. Lots of 23s. Very high-scoring week. I believe the end result of the week was an average of 22 for everyone across the weekend. Next up, the folks that actually got a 22 on the weekend, Uriah, Andrew, and Mentally. And they selected, the top three were correct, Puss in Boots, Paranormal Activity, and In Time, a trend. Everyone within those 22s and 23s, we all picked those same top three. And they were correct. So, good for us. Uriah Andrew Mentally also picked Real Steel at number 4. It was in 6th. They lost 2 points there. And Footloose at number 5. It shockingly came in at 4th. I don't think anyone was expecting it to end as well as it did this weekend. And they all got a 22 this weekend. Next up, we have another voicemail. Our last, we only got 2 voicemail this week. It's either feast or famine. We had a huge voicemail week last weekend, and this weekend we just had 2. So let's go ahead and take a listen to William's voicemail.
Hey, this is William Paul calling in my picks for the week. I figure very easy to just call in picks right at the wire. Worked last week, right? Aside from random tangents, go figure. Anyway, let's get right into it. This week, my picks. Batman Arkham City, The Saints Row the Third Initiation Station, Battlefield 3, Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine Extermination. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't released. Dang it. What? Wait. You mean this isn't Way of the Producers? Backseat Gamers? No. Really? Oh. Must have had the wrong list in front of me. I apologize. Backseat box office picks. That's what I was looking for. Number 1, Puss in Boots. Number 2, In Time. Number 3, Paranormal Activity 3. Number 4, Rum Diaries. Number 5, I think 5 and 6 are going to be very, very close this week between Real Steel and Three Musketeers. I think Three Musketeers is going to pull out slightly ahead. It's a slightly newer movie. But anyway, those are my picks. Puss in Boots, In Time, Paranormal Activity 3, Rum Diaries, and then Three Musketeers. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you, William. Again, Puss in Boots at number 1. That was correct. In Time at number 2. It was actually at number 3. Paranormal Activity 3 in 3rd place. It was actually in 2nd, so lost a point there. Rum Diary in number 4, and it was in 5th place, so lost a point. And Three Musketeers in 5th place. It was in 7th. So lost 2 more points, losing a total of 5. William ends the week with a 20. Mark selected Paranormal Activity 3 at number 1. It actually came in at number 2, so he lost 2 points there. Mark was the only one to buck the trend of selecting Puss in Boots at number 1. He had actually had it at number 2, so he lost a point. In Time, he correctly selected at number 3. Real Steel, he picked at number 4. It was in 6, so he lost 2 points. And Footloose, he picked in 5th. Again, it was in 4th, so Mark ends the week with a 19. Last but not least, Mrs. Beast. She selected Puss in Boots at number 1. That was correct. Rum Diary at number 2, and that actually ended up in 5th, so lost 3 points there. Paranormal Activity 3 in 3rd place. That was in 2nd. In Time in 4th, it was in 3rd. Real Steel in 5th, it was in 6th. So 1 point each for those last 3, combined with the 3 from Rum Diary. 6 points total. Mrs. Beast ends with a 19. So the lowest scores this weekend were Mark and Mrs. Beast with a 19. Pretty damn good for the lowest scores of the weekend. Again, the average score for those participating was a 22. There were a few people who did not participate, and they actually, there's one of them that still has a mulligan. The others did not, and their scores reflect it. And they took a hit. So let's go ahead and jump straight into the leaderboard. I think this is going to be a quicker episode, so let's just go ahead and blaze on through, and you guys can maybe save a few minutes by me cutting the fat on this one a little bit. Of course, me saying all that is adding to it, just beefing it up. So let's move on. The top 10, the rankings for the top 10 did not change. Amongst the top 10, everyone stayed in the same rank that they were previously. Jonathan was in 10th. His 23 got him up to an 18.63. Cougaron's 23 got him up to an 18.88. Andrew's 22 brought him up to an even 19 for his average. Uriah's 22 brought him up to a 19.25. Scott, who did not participate, but he has a mulligan, maintains at 19.43. Rich did not participate and had to take a score of a 19.24. This brings his average down to a 20.07. My score this week, I maintain the fourth place spot, just as a touch point so you know where we're at. I got a 23, and my average was it has been brought up to a 20.88. Jeff got a 23. His average is up to a 21.25. Tad got a 23. His average is up to a 21.5. And BD's 23 brings his average up slightly to a 21.88. So you can see a big part of the reason why there wasn't a whole lot of movement was the top 10 was filled with 22s and 23s. Next up, let's go ahead and I just want to go ahead and make mention that there was some shifting in the lower ranks. Tom, Father Beast, and Mrs. Beast all moved up one rank, while Art, Mark, and Crazy Jeff all dropped a rank. Near as I could tell, Mark did participate. Art and Crazy Jeff, I could not find any picks for them. They had to take default scores. Art had to take a 16.8, and Crazy Jeff had to take a 15.25. This brought their scores down slightly in each case. But overall, things are going well. Everybody did very well. Scores moved up pretty much across the board. The ones that did not participate are the ones that moved down. Everyone raised their average this week, which is fantastic. That's good news all around. So unless you didn't participate, your average raised this week. That I can confidently report. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for participating. Thank you for the voicemail. Those of you that were able to send it this Halloween weekend, I hope everybody is just gorging on candy and going into their collective sugar comas, but hopefully waking up in time to listen to Friday's episode and to participate, to send in their picks for this next week. If I am not mistaken, which I could be, I haven't really investigated it too much to this point, I believe that we only have two new wide releases coming out. Actually, I am just now looking at it. We do only have two new wide releases, both of them comedies. That could pose an interesting quandary for how the picks are going to go. This one could be one of those toss a coin and see how it lands kind of picks for the weekend. So look forward to hearing how you guys pick, and we will be making our selections when we record on Wednesday and release on Friday. So you'll have our picks to listen to on Friday to maybe gauge how you're going to go on your picks. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Thanks for putting up with my babbling. And, hey, have a great week.